This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Shares in the internet search giant Google began trading today on the NASDAQ exchange under the trade name Goog. The company's initial public offering took place yesterday using an unusual modified form of what's called a Dutch auction. What the heck does that term mean, and where does it come from? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
Stop the presses. The term Dutch auction comes from the Netherlands. But assuming you already guessed that part, here are some more interesting facts about this method of selling things. The kind of auction most of us associate with Christie's and Sotheby's is actually known as an English auction. That's where the bidding starts low and moves higher as bidders in swanky attire decide whether they want to top the previous bid. But a Dutch auction is pretty much the reverse. It's long been used in Holland to sell flowers and other perishable goods, and it's still in use at the world's largest flower market in the Dutch village of Alsmeer. In a Dutch auction, the starting price is set so high that no one would likely pay it. Then the auctioneer starts lowering the price and keeps lowering it until he gets a taker. The first taker wins the lot. In Alsmeer, the flower market uses a kind of clock face on the wall. The big hand starts at the highest price and sweeps lower until a bidder punches a button to stop the clock, a kind of jeopardy for flowers. Internet versions of Dutch auctions, including the Google IPO, are more complicated. They involve secret bids and other modifications. There's also something called a Japanese auction. Like the English version, the Japanese starts with a low bid and the price moves steadily higher. The difference is that all the bidders are in at the beginning, and they start dropping out as the price gets too high for them. The last bidder left wins.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers.